Before I start the podcast today, I wanted to tell you about Power Team supplements. I used to have restless sleep and wake up feeling tired, and I was groggy all day and just had no energy. I came across a company called IcanSleepBetter.com, and they've helped thousands of people over the last 15 years with their products. They sell two products. One is to help people sleep better, and the other is to provide energy during the day. Power Team to the rescue. Power Team supplements are designed to help you fall asleep faster and deeper by using minerals derived from specific food sources. And they contain a complete range of vitamins and minerals to provide consistent energy levels throughout the day. I Can Sleep Better supplements are natural, safe, non-habit forming, and safe to take with other medications. Their products are approved by Health Canada and can be shipped anywhere in the world. If you'd like more info, link is in the description. Welcome to the podcast. On July 15th, 2017, Barbara was 42 at the time. She was charged with criminal homicide in the death of her 32-year-old boyfriend, Stephen, who was found dead in their apartment. Barbara admitted she fatally shot her boyfriend, but claimed he wanted her to kill him because of the issues he was having with a cult he used to be involved in. Barbara was an Army veteran who spent 8 years in the Army. She was diagnosed with PTSD, which started during her time in the Army. She had been married two times, but was still looking for love. She met Stephen online in 2011 through their shared interest in the alien reptile cult. Stephen lived most of his life online. He liked posting YouTube videos and was big on conspiracy theories. Most of his friends were online friends, and his girlfriends were online. Barbara was his first in-person girlfriend. At first, they lived in different cities, and they would meet in a city in between and rent a house for a weekend. But soon she moved in with him. Stephen was a devout follower of Sherry, who was a blogger, podcaster, YouTube host, and author. She had a cult-like following and believed that alien reptiles walked among us disguised as humans so that they could eventually take over the world. Sherry has denied that it was a cult and that she is a cult leader. Stephen had been a disciple since at least 2004 and communicated with Sherry starting in 2010. He looked up to Sherry as a mother figure. Sherry was allegedly threatened by Barbara's influence over Stephen's life and tried to warn him about her. Stephen was too enamored with Barbara to listen to Sherry. Things escalated when Barbara posted a video online where she showed her recipe for making steak tartare, and she was eating the raw steak in the video as well. Sherry believed that eating raw meat was a sign of a reptile person. After seeing the video, Sherry and her cult immediately deemed Barbara a reptilian witch. This put Stephen in the middle because he was forced to choose between Sherry and Barbara, and he chose Barbara. Over the next few weeks, Stephen posted a 5-part series of videos online saying Sherry was a fraud. His actions got him kicked out of the cult, and people who were once his friends turned against him, leaving horrible comments on his videos. It was extremely difficult for Stephen. He was heartbroken because he had followed Sherry for so long. And he believed in the things that she was saying, as crazy as they were. Regretting the betrayal, Stephen would express his regrets to Barbara and would blame Barbara for making him choose between her and Sherry. Barbara had serious mental health issues. She was diagnosed as bipolar. And the next 3 months, she was not taking her medication. She was also drinking excessive amounts of alcohol. Bipolar disorder causes unusual shifts in a person's mood, energy, activity levels, and concentration. Barbara was seen staring into the mirror or staring into nothing for long periods of time. On July 15th, 2017, Barbara and Stephen went to a pub for drinks. Near the end of the night, Barbara slipped a sedative into Stephen's beer, and he started to feel weak and lightheaded. They went back to their apartment. Once Stephen was to the point of unconsciousness, she took out a .45 caliber pistol and shot him in the head. Barbara had a couple of alcoholic drinks and then called 911, claiming that she shot Stephen after he asked her to. Deputies were called to the couple's apartment at about 2:25 a.m. Officers found Stephen dead from a single gunshot wound to the forehead. He was shot at close range and he was sitting on the floor. At the scene, officers recovered a .45 caliber semi-automatic pistol. Barbara maintained that Stephen was distraught over the issues with the cult and asked Barbara to shoot him because he was too scared to do it himself. Friends who interacted with him days and weeks before say that he was upset over what happened with Sherry and the cult, but not depressed or in a negative headspace. In the years that they knew him, he never mentioned anything about suicide or killing himself. And when they found out how he died, his friends were in shock. After being arrested, Barbara told numerous contradictory and inconsistent statements of what happened. At first, she said the gun just went off. Then she changed her story to Stephen asking her to shoot him. She said Stephen was standing up when he was shot, but evidence at the crime scene told investigators that he was sitting on the floor. She later admitted that Stephen was seated on the floor when she pulled the trigger. She allegedly told officers at the scene that Stephen asked her if she wanted to learn how to shoot a gun, and she said yes. He then allegedly put the gun to her forehead before he guided the gun to his head, put her hands on the gun, and told her to pull the trigger. In 2019, Barbara was charged with first-degree murder. Authorities noticed that Stephen was shot at close range, and the scene did not look like a suicide. Once on trial, Barbara stuck to her story, but the jury found her guilty of third-degree murder. In 2019, Barbara was sentenced to 15 to 40 years in prison. After her conviction, Barbara's defense appealed for a new trial, but in February 2021, her appeal was turned down and the court supported her original sentencing. Barbara is incarcerated at the State Correction Institution in Cambridge Springs, Pennsylvania. 5 years before Stephen's death, there was another case involving one of Sherry's followers. It was a woman named Kelly. Kelly was 19 years old when Sherry convinced her to abandon her plans to go to college and instead work on Sherry's radio show, Aliens in the News. Kelly worked on transcribing Sherry's broadcasts, but as time went by, she became more and more involved in Sherry's beliefs, even regularly attending protests. Sherry claimed that wearing a substance called Orgon would protect against things like zombies, aliens, and other unsavory beings. On December 28, 2012, Kelly was found dead after taking more than 30 sleeping pills. She was wearing a pendant made from Orgon. Again, friends of Kelly were shocked and it didn't seem like her to die by suicide. Sherry's response to both Stephen and Kelly's deaths was by urging her followers to donate to the cause, and she would sell Orgon for up to $280. And she asked for donations, launching a GoFundMe campaign. Sherry died from natural causes on January 28, 2021. So if you believe in lizard people, to each their own. It's not my belief. And I only recently heard about this belief, I think like spring of this year. Like, it's been a short time. So I was picking up fast food. I think it was a fast food restaurant a couple months ago. And the girl at the counter asked me my number, my order number. And then she turned around and grabbed the bag and then looked back at me to give me the bag. And you know, humans have round pupils. So when she asked me my order, she had round pupils. When she turned around and then turned back and gave me the bag, her pupils were a vertical slit. And then she blinked and they were round again. Like she was an eccentric person. So maybe, like, I don't know, do they have contacts that do that where you blink and then it's a different pupil? I don't know, but when I left that restaurant, I was like, I think I just saw a reptile person. Stephen's friends describe him as funny, young at heart, saying he loved fishing and firecrackers. Stephen's case has been told in the series The Devil You Know on Vice TV, Deadly Cults on Oxygen.com, and in the series Deadly Women on Investigation Discovery Channel. Thank you for listening.